Colonel Mee, glad to have you along for high school softball. Bottom of 4-5-3, River Valley leading off. Anna Hegland up for the third time today, and she takes a look at a ball. Hegland has singled to knock in a run, and she has walked. 2-0 now on the batter. Hegland, then Haley Williams, and Tessa Schluter. Chloe Darling back to work. The pitch ripped high in the air to right field. Coming in, now going back a couple of steps, is Riley Schultz, and she'll haul it in for the out. One up, one down for Haley Williams here in the fourth. We look forward to doing some home talent baseball games. That season starting in a week or so. Trying to get a few games on. We'll be on around the area, including Arena and Plain, Muscadet, and Cazenovia. Pitch is down low for a ball. Whoever has the best offer, you know, like if they've got a leftover burnt rot that nobody wants to buy, we're going there. There's a chopper foul outside of third. One ball and one strike. Thanks to Pat Mahoney. He got me the Plain schedule earlier, and then he also alluded to who our player was that we were searching for a number. She's been a courtesy runner a couple of times, Kylie Smith. Number 4. And thank you, Pat, for that. So good to know. We won't forget it the next time we're here, but it was not on the roster that I was given. So again, Miley Smith, who's been in the game a couple of times to run. 1-1. Here's the pitch. Foul ball out of play. Strike 2. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Both teams with their JVs playing later. They have maybe a little bit deeper roster today. Here comes the pitch, swing, and a piece of it foul back by Haley Williams. Haley trying to make base any old way, has grounded out a couple of times today. Tessa Schluter on deck, one away, bottom of 4. Here's the pitch, rip well, center field, the center fielder is back, and it's overhead against the center field fence. Williams into second base, standing with a double. Boy, she got onto that one. So a one-out double for the Blackhawks, and that will bring up Tessa Schluter, who has walked and scored and singled. Ready to go with a runner at second base. Here's Darling's pitch, and that's high. 1 ball and 0 strikes. Tessa stands back in. Here's the pitch. That is going to be down low for a ball. 2 balls and 0 strikes. Our AccuWeather man, Mr. Tim Feed, saying rain about 7 o'clock here in Spring Green. We're going to hold him to that. 3 balls and 0 strikes. So we're a little bit less than an hour away. We should make it done before then, but you never know. Here's the pitch upstairs for a ball. And Schluter takes a walk. So she heads to first base. So here is that courtesy runner again. And glad to know that's Kylie Smith, number 4, who courtesy runs for the third time tonight. The freshman on at first base. Now Haley Williams at second. And Darling. Here's the pitch, and it's down low for a ball. 1 ball and 0 strikes. Runner heads back to the bag at second, now at first as well. 1-0, Darling with the pitch, and that is called a strike. 1 ball and 1 strike to the batter. One away in the River Valley half of the fourth inning. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss, strike 2. 1-2 on the batter. Willoughby trying to bring him around. Here's the pitch. That one is high, count even. Liddy has been on a couple of times today for River Valley. Williams at second, Schluter at first. The pitch, Willoughby checks, strike 3, call. There are 2 away now. And the hitter will be Leah Makarowski. Leah has walked and singled and scored. He facing Chloe Darling. Here's the pitch upstairs for a ball. Getting back to Tim's weather, last week when we were at Richland Center calling the Platteville game, he kept telling me, rain in 35 minutes, rain in 20 minutes, rain in, and we almost got done, but the last two outs, it was raining, and it was right on the money. And that was that 10-8 wild game won by Platteville. Scored a lot of runs. Every inning had lots of base runners, so it took a long time. Here's the pitch outside for ball three. 3-0 on Leah Makarowski. Two aboard for the Blackhawks here in the fourth inning. The pitch outside. They'll give her base. That is ball four. Williams moves to third. Schluter to second. Makarowski to first base. And the hitter will be Lexi Davini. Davini has a ground out for an RBI, and she has walked as well. Gets the catcher's shin guards off, and now we'll step up there. Bases jammed with Blackhawks in the fourth in a 5-3 ball game. Here's the pitch high for a ball. One ball and no strikes. River Valley leading it by two, trying to increase that lead here in the fourth inning. Darling with the pitch down low for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. Williams at third, Schluter at second, and Makarowski at first. Here comes the pitch, check swing, and a strike. 2-1 to the batter. Runners retreat. And now back and ready is Darling, and the pitch. Foul down the line, first base side, and out of play. Well, it almost landed in the ball bucket over there. That would have been something. 12. Two balls and two strikes. Davini back in. Darling trying to get back to the dugout. Here's the pitch. Bounce to the pitcher. She'll pick it up. Goes home with it in time to get the runner coming home. And that is out number three. Davini into a fielder's choice. That will do it for River Valley in the fourth. No runs and a base hit. There were no errors and three. Left aboard, we go to the fifth inning. River Valley leads it 5-3 over Richland Center in area softball from WRCO Radio Sports.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Right now, we are having a deal on two of our most popular steel chainsaws, the MS-170 or the MS-162. Both come with a 16-inch bar and chain for only $179.99 till Father's Day or while supplies last. Do you need new chains for your present saw? Buy one chain and get the second one at half price or equal or lesser value. So stop in at our Richland Center, Muscadet store, or Ace of La Crosse to see these and many other sales. And as always, we thank you and appreciate your business.
Caring for you and about you, it's Spring Green Health Mart Pharmacy. They pledge to care for you like a member of their own family with the highest quality products, services, and exceptional everyday value. Spring Green Health Mart Pharmacy will deliver leading-edge knowledge and expertise, along with dedicating themselves to being there in your time of need. Best of all, you'll have people you know and trust working for you. Make Spring Green Health Mart Pharmacy your pharmacy, located in downtown Spring Green.
Alyssa Stouffer will lead it off for Richland Center in the top of the fifth, followed by Kaylee Nee and Chloe Darling. Tessa Schluter back to work, and here comes the pitch. Strike off. 5-3, River Valley leading. If you're just joining us, River Valley with three in the first, two in the third. Richland Center with three runs in the fourth. Nothing in one. Schluter ready, and the pitch down low. One ball and one strike on the batter. The infield drawn in a little bit. Makarowski from third and Hatfield from first. Schluter with the next delivery. The pitch chopped foul outside of third for strike two. So it is one ball and two strikes. Dofer looking for her first hit today. Schluter rocks and fired. That one popped up on the infield. The catcher caught out, makes the grab in front of the pitcher's mound. Lexi Davini hauls it in. The batter, Kaylee Mee, who is 1-for-2. She has singled in 2 trips. River Valley with 5 runs and 5 hits. Richland Center, 3 runs and 4 hits. Today, we're in the 5th. Here's the pitch. Daly bumps it. Nice one. Third base side. Backhanded by the pitcher. Schluter throws and got her. Daly bunting for a base hit. Just about got one. Well played. Schluter over to Hatfield, and there are 2 away. And the batter, Chloe Darling. Chloe has hit into a fielder's choice and flew out to left. Now, last time she had a real shot toward left field. Displayed by Haley Williams for the out. Here's the pitch outside. 1 ball and no strikes. The Hornets have been retired in order 1 other time today. 1 ball, no strikes. Schluter rocks and fires, and that one is outside. 2 balls and no strikes on the hitter. Darling with a couple of swings. Set to go again. Schluter into the motion. There's the pitch, and that is a strike call. 2-1 on the batter. Darling works her way back in. One of a few left-handed hitters in the lineup today. Here's the pitch, ripped down the first baseline, foul ball. That'll make it 2 strikes on the hitter. 2 balls, 2 strikes on Chloe Darling with 2 away in the 5th inning. Schluter toes the rubber, and the pitch ripped in the air, left field, coming over is Williams, and she's got it. Second time in a row that Chloe Darling has hit one to left field for a base hit bid, and it is taken away with the catch. Hornets go 1-2-3 in the 5th. We go to the bottom of inning number 5 in area softball, where River Valley is leading it here in Spring Green 5-3 over the Hornets on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Cardinal Insulating Glass is proud to be a supporter of River Valley Sports. Cardinal IG is the premier insulating glass manufacturer in all of North America. The Cardinal IG plant in Spring Green has been in business in the area over the last 40-plus years. Cardinal IG is proud to be a part of the Spring Green community by providing a clean, safe, and desirable workplace for its team members, along with minimizing impact on our precious environment by producing energy-efficient windows for all.
Hi, my name is Liz Perkins, RCHS co-principal. Although teens and young adults are becoming more independent, you still serve an important role in keeping them safe and healthy. Most addictions start in adolescence, a critical part of brain development. Young people need to know from you and our community how to make the right choice not to use substances. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
We're in the bottom of the 5th inning here. River Valley and Richland Center locked up in a Southwest Conference softball game. Blackhawks leading it 5-3, and I think we're going to have a lineup change or two. Checking that out. So the leadoff hitter is Destiny Gilbertson, right? No. She's being called back. It's Kenley Straka. And Kenley takes a look at a ball. 1 ball and no strikes. Kenley, left-handed batter. Here's the next pitch. Ripped up the middle in there for a base hit. How about that? Pinch hit single for Straka. Not easy to do. So one on and nobody out. And coming up will be Ella Hillebrand. Ella is hit into a fielder's choice and singled to knock in 2 runs. 5-3 River Valley leadoff batter on here in the 5th inning. Darling with the pitch. Batter bunts. Piece of it foul. Runner goes, but And there's a throw and everything. But let's see. Is the runner going to be allowed to stay at second base? Time called. Evidently, it didn't hit her bat, so it's not a foul ball. It was called a strike, and the stolen base will stand for Kenley Straka. Nothing in one. Here's the pitch, ripped in the air to left field, and it's going to die quickly for a base hit. Straka going to third. The throw there, not in time. Runner going to second base is there. Chilla Blackhawks have Shumpton out and going here in the fifth inning. Straka at third. Hillebrand at first with the single. Back-to-back hits. And now that pushes us to the top of the order. Brooklyn Stokes has singled and scored, grounded out, and popped out today. Chloe Darling, ready to work. Here comes the pitch. Down low for a ball blocked by the catcher. And she keeps it in front. Nobody out in the fifth inning. Runners stay put at second and third. Stokes, 1-for-3, singled and scored in the leadoff roll. The pitch is upstairs. 2 balls and no strikes. Field is in great shape. So we did have a shower here earlier during the game. Here's the pitch, bounce toward the middle, and it's going to be in there. One run will score. The second runner is coming around the bag and now holding it third as the throw comes on. 6-3, River Valley. Straka with a pinch hit single and scores the run. Hillebrand goes to third. And Stokes with the hit. 3 in a row for River Valley. This is Hegland. The pitch ripped in the air to right field. Right fielder coming on. It's going to drop in there. Now it rolls by. Run will score. Runners going to second and third. Throw coming on. Cut off. And it is 7-3 River Valley. Blackhawks coming out to hit here in the fifth inning. The batter will be Haley Williams. Time is called. And here comes Coach Jacob Sirian out of the Richland Center dugout to have a word. That'll offer us the opportunity to recognize another of our sponsors, 7-3 River Valley. We're in the bottom of the fifth on WRCO and WRCO.com.
River Valley's athletic and FFA programs have earned a strong record of success throughout the years. The River Valley Booster Club helps to subsidize district funding for these programs by fulfilling requests that range from team equipment and clothing needs to sponsoring students through college scholarships. The Booster Club couldn't be successful without the commitment and support of the community. Community members are welcome to attend meetings held the first Wednesday of the month at 7 p.m. in the high school library. Go Blackhawks! Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. Bid from the comfort of your computer. Selling state and local municipal surplus. Offering daily auctions including cars, trucks, boats, equipment, collectibles, tools, guns, jewelry, and much more. It's easy, convenient, and fast. Don't wait. Visit wisconsinsurplus.com before you miss today's auctions. Find Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction on Facebook. Like us today.
Haley Williams leading off here after the conference at the mound. Runner at second base is Hegland. Third base, Brooklyn Stokes. Here's the pitch. Called a strike. Williams, then Tessa Schluter. River Valley trying to get around one here in the inning and keep it going. They've had 4 straight hits. Here's a swing and a miss. That is strike 3 on Williams. So Chloe Darling comes back strong after the conference at the mound, and there is one away. Tessa Schluter will be the batter. 3 strikeouts today recorded by Chloe Darling. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss. Nothing in one. 2 aboard, 7-3 River Valley, last of 5 here at the River Valley Sports Complex. Here's the next pitch. Change up is called. Strike 2. Nothing in 2 to the hitter. JV teams warming up across the way. Here's the pitch. That's high. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Soon they will bust them over to North Park for the second game tonight with lights. Here's the pitch upstairs for ball 2. Stokes at third, Hegland at second, Here's Darling with a pitch ripped in the air. Well hit. Left fielder is back. Back and off the fence out there. Stouffer touched over the glove. One run will score. And it's a double for Schluter. That makes it 8-3, River Valley. Wow, that ball just missed getting out of here by a little bit. And kudos to Alyssa Stouffer, who had the glove up on the fence. Not like she brought it back in or anything, but she had a chance to make the grab. But it was a double. Here again is number 4, Kylie Smith. Freshman is back in to run for the Blackhawks. Leading 8-3, Eglin to third. And the new runner at second. There's a strike on Willoughby. Fourth time today that Kylie Smith has been in to run for Tessa Schluter. That means Tessa's having a big day at the plate. Here's a pitch taken for a ball. Still only one away. 1-1 on Willoughby. Seventh batter of the inning for the Blackhawks. Here's the pitch. Ripped high in the air, right field side. Right fielder is over and won't get it. It's going to drop in there. One run will score. Hegland is in. Smith is holding at second. Throw coming on. And the runner is at second safely. Smith goes to third now. And that will make it 9-5. Lydia Willoughby just snuck one in down the right field line, scoring Hegland. Here comes the pitch to the next batter. Bounced down the line, knocked down at first base. One run's going to try to score. The tag out on the batter, Leah Makarowski, and they got her. The run will come in. That makes it 10-3, River Valley. Smith scores. Willoughby goes to third base on the play. Makarowski gets an RBI on a ball that was hit to the right field side. And the ninth batter of the inning, Lexi Davini, takes a stride. Nothing in one. River Valley leading by 7 now in the ball game. It was a two-run game entering the inning. Nothing in one. The pitch, strike 2 call. Nothing in 2 on the hitter. Darling back to the circle. Here's the pitch, ripped in the air to right field, and that ball is going to be caught with a running grab from Riley Schultz. That'll do it for River Valley, but they do come out with bats a-blazin' here in the fifth inning. They score a total of 5 times, and they lead it 10-3. We go to the sixth inning. This is high school softball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Richland Hospital was recently recognized with a 5-star rating for patient experience. Patients were surveyed by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services on numerous aspects of their care experience, including how attentive their nurses were, the cleanliness of the facility, and how well they understood what their plan of care would be after they left the hospital. A 5-star rating is the highest score possible. Thank you, Richland area community, for trusting us with your care.
Hi, this is Mark Jelenic at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We understand the loss of a loved one is a complicated and stressful time for surviving family members. We pride ourselves on making final arrangements convenient and stress-free. Our services and memorial facilities have been designed with your family's comfort and convenience in mind. We are equipped to meet all of your requests, allowing you time to connect with family and friends while celebrating and reflecting on your loved one's life. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service's dedicated funeral directors and staff are here for you.
Carly Meaden, number 14, leads it off for the Hornets in the sixth inning. She'll be followed by Riley Schultz and Abigail Williams. 10-3, River Valley leading in area softball tonight. Phil Nee with you, making the call from RVHS. Here's the pitch, down low. One ball and no strikes. Meaden with a sharp line out back in the first, hit by a pitch in the fourth and scored a run. Schluter ready to work. Here's the 1-0. That one is low. 2 balls and no strikes. Join us for the Jelenic Plumbing and Heating postgame show following this one. We'll also name our Duncan Rewards turning point of the game here at River Valley High School. 2-0 count. The pitch just a bit outside, and it is 3-0. Eden working her way back in now. Schluter looking for the automatic. Here's the pitch. There's the strike. 3-1 on the batter. Momentary timeout. Carly is back in. Here comes the 3-1 from Schluter. Outside, she walked her. She shot the outside corner and missed. And the Hornets have a base runner to lead off the sixth inning. So the hitter will be Riley Schultz. Schluter has had pretty fair control today. That's the second walk she's given up. Schultz has doubled. She has grounded out. She had an RBI and that ground out back in the fourth inning. Here's the pitch. Taken for a strike. Nothing in one to the batter. Outfield straight away in all fields. Schluter set. Here's the pitch. Strike two call. Good pitch. Tessa Schluter kept it right on the inside part of the plate. And she is ahead. Two strikes on Riley Schultz. Riley cocks the bat and gets ready. Schluter into the motion. The pitch ripped toward right and in there for a base hit. That one is going to scoot toward the fence. Meeting around third. They've got her wave. She's coming in to score. Riley Schultz with her second double of the game. And it is 10-4. Carly Needon all the way from first base. I think for a moment that Coach Sirian was thinking about holding her, but he sent her, and it wound up to be the right move as the Hornets score again. Here's Abigail Williams. Schluter ready to work. Here's the wheel and the deal. This one shot toward left. Now off the shortstop into left field. Coming on to third is Schultz. Now heading to second base is the runner, and she'll be there. Abby Williams with a couple of hits now for Richland Center. And they've got something going with no one out in the top of the sixth inning. 10-4 ball game. Zeta Ludwig, the batter. Zeta hit into a fielder's choice in the second. Walked and scored in the fourth. Then she takes a look at a stride. Nothing in one. Quite a few games called off today. I've kind of been the bad penny when Richland Center and River Valley have been scheduling softball games this year, but made it here. Looks like we're going to get it in official today. Here's the 0-1 pitch, bounce towards short. Hornets may score a run. Throw to first is in time, and they will, as Riley Schultz comes across on the ground out by Zeta Ludwig. 6-3 put out, RBI for Zeta, and that brings up Ebony McCorkle on the play. Abigail Williams goes to third base. Schluter rocks and fires inside. And the runner is going to try to score. No, she's going back after making a good bid. DeVinny makes the play. The catcher is at a great distance between the backstop and the catcher here at the River Valley home field. 1-0 on McCorkle. 10-5 ball game in the top of the sixth. Here's Schluter with the pitch. That one is outside. Two balls and no strikes. Tim Feed and his AccuWeather telling us it'll be raining here by 6:58. So we're trying to get the game in. Boy, it's starting to look a little dark off in the distance as well. 2-0 count. Here's the pitch. Outside for ball three. 3-0 to the batter. Top of the sixth. 10-5, River Valley. Williams at third. One away, 3-0. Here comes the pitch to McCorkle. It's a strike. Or is it? No! He points to first base. River Valley thought it had a strike. So McCorkle takes the walk. And getting down to first is Ebony. Williams at third. And Madeline McGlynn will be the batter. Maddie has popped out and flown out tonight. Still only one away in the sixth. Here's Schluter's pitch. Strike called. Runner going first to second. Throw there, and they got her. A runner will score. So a thrown-out runner, McCorkle at second, but The Hornets manufacture a run as Williams scores. Run number three of the inning, and Richland Center is within four. It is 10-6. Good throw by DeVinny. Down to Brooklyn Stokes covering that play. Schluter into the motion. The 0-1 is called a strike. Nobody on. Two outs. Two strikes on the hitter. Schluter into the motion. The pitch to McGlynn. Popped up. Third base side. The shortstop's over. Third base over. And Makarowski, third base person, makes the play for out number three. And that will do it. Hornets come back with a three spot here in the inning. They do it with the aid of two base hits. There were no errors. None left on. We go to the bottom of inning number six. 10-6. River Valley leading Richland Center in Southwest Conference softball from WRCO Sports.
Jewel Associates Engineering in Spring Green have been serving the local area for more than two decades. They appreciate all the clients for projects big or small and the work provided for the local dedicated professionals and technical staff at Jewel Associates. Without quality personnel, Jewel's success would not be possible. Jewel Associates Engineers salute the River Valley Blackhawks for all the amazing achievements on and off the playing surface. Jewel Associates Engineers, proud to be a part of jobs well done, and go Blackhawks! Good oral health will lead to better health overall, so it's important not only to brush twice a day and floss regularly, but to see your dentist on a regular basis. Village Family Dental has a full-time certified orthodontist. Village Family Dental invites you to make an appointment today for a regular checkup, cleaning, or a free orthodontic examination. By keeping your mouth healthy, you'll prevent bacteria from entering your bloodstream, which leads to a number of other medical complications. Village Family Dental and Orthodontics, Spring Green.
Welcome back to River Valley High School. We're at the bottom of the sixth inning. It is a 10-6 lead for River Valley. They are getting set for the at-bat, and Kenley Stucca hitting for the second time tonight at a pinch-hit single back in the fifth inning. Here's the pitch, and it's a strike. Nothing and one to the batter. Straka, then Hillebrand, and then the top of the order, Brooklyn Stokes. Here's the pitch. Outside, ball one. 1-1. 10 runs for River Valley. They have done it with the aid of 11 base hits. 6 runs for the Hornets on 6 base hits. Here's a rip towards short. Diving, getting it is Meaden. Nice grab. That had a little tail on it. It was ripped opposite way in a diving play by the Hornets shortstop, Carly Meaden. She hauls it in for out number one. So Straka is gone. This is Ella Hillebrand, number 14. She's got a couple of hits tonight and two RBIs in that number nine spot, and she fouls one off for strike one. Nothing and one to the batter. 10-6 Blackhawks. Been an entertaining game here tonight. Nothing and one. The pitch high and outside. One ball and one strike. Hillebrand back and ready. Darling with a pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. One ball and two strikes. Outfield, straight away at all fields. A little bit of a breeze blowing out to center. Here's the pitch, just a bit low. Count even at two balls and two strikes. Chloe Darling giving way to Rainey Walsh now out there to pitch. And she will get the strikeout here, the second batter that she faces. There are two away now. And the batter, Brooklyn Stokes. So switching from Chloe Darling to Rainey Walsh, go from a lefty to a righty, and a different perspective for the Blackhawks. Here's the pitch. Strike called on Brooklyn Stokes. Nothing and one, top of the River Valley order, and Stokes up for the fifth time today. Here comes the wheel and the deal. That one is swung on and missed. Strike two. looking at the Hornets, seventh. They'll have the top of the order due up. Here comes the 0-2, and the pitch by Walsh bounced back to the pitcher. Rainey Field throws in time. River Valley taking 1-2-3 without anybody reaching base for the first time today. That'll do it. In the sixth inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. To the seventh we go. The Blackhawks hoping four runs will be enough. They lead Richland Center 10-6 in area softball from WRCO Sports.
Good morning. This is Pamela at Pamela's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Spring Green. Mother's Day is May 12th, and we have the perfect gift to celebrate your mom or the mother of your children, grandmother, or a special lady. From birthstone jewelry to family jewelry and beautiful earrings at Pamela's in beautiful downtown Spring Green.
Get those projects completed this season with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix from All American Do It Center. Time is everything. It's valuable to you, so why sit there waiting? Instead, that time could be with family, the kids or pets, going to an event, or moving along to the next project. Fence and deck posts, sidewalks and steps, basketball hoops or mailbox posts. Create memories with your children's hand or footprints, so why spend extra time waiting for concrete to dry? Ask for fast-setting concrete mix, the red bag of QuickCrete, at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
But attempt by Alyssa Stouffer. First ball, tap back to the pitcher. Schluter throws her out over to Hatfield, and there is one up and one down in the Richland Center 7. That'll bring up Kaylee Nee and then Chloe Darling. River Valley two outs away from logging the victory. The Hornets have been pesky this afternoon. Three runs in the fourth, three runs in the sixth. Here's the pitch, and that's a strike. Nothing and one. Kaylee, one for three today. Steps back. Schluter looks for the sign from the dugout. Nothing and one. And here's the pitch. Down low for a ball. One ball and one strike. Bailey Nee trying to pick one out here. Keep the Hornet hopes alive against the rival River Valley. One and one. Here's the pitch. Strike call. Both these teams are in the same regional half sectional, so there could be a chance that they would meet again, depending on the circumstance. They will seed the tournament this week and weekend. One and two. The pitch bounced toward second. Picked up by Willoughby. Bobble throws late. Oh, no, they got her. Close play at first base. Lydia Willoughby in time over to Taya Hatfield, and there is the second out. Chloe Darling will be the batter. Darling hit into a fielder's choice in the first, flew out to left in the fourth, and in the fifth. He's had a couple of good rides to left field the opposite way. This pitch is down low. One ball and no strikes to the batter. 10-6, River Valley in the seventh with two away. Darling, starting pitcher today, changed positions back to first base after the change. Here's the deal. That's a strike call. One and one on Darling. Tessa Schluter seems to be kind of gaining momentum and accuracy as this game goes on as well. She's retired five in a row. One and one. Here's the pitch. Ripped toward second on the ground. This might do it. Willoughby picks, throws to Hatfield in time, and this one belongs to the Blackhawks. Two putouts from Lydia Willoughby to Taya Hatfield. The Hornets are retired 1-2-3 in the seventh. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on. Today's final in 6 1/2, River Valley 10 and Richland Center 6. The Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show is next from WRCO Sports.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
It's time for the Duncan Rewards turning point of the game, and we point to the fifth inning here at River Valley High School, as actually it was a pinch hit single by Kenley Straka that got River Valley rolling, and then Ella Hillebrand would get a hit, Brooklyn Stokes hit, and Hannah Heglin hit, so a four hit in a row attack that proved to drive in the winning run, and then some. River Valley had enough for the lead, and they win it here today by four. Fifth inning, the turning point of the game here today, as River Valley is rewarded with a victory with a good effort here in the inning. Our turning point of the game sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts, Dunkin' Rewards. Check them out for more details. You're listening to High School Softball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Time to celebrate at Dunkin' in Richland Center with something new. Now introducing the Frosty Red Velvet Specialty Donut, a red velvet cake base topped with vanilla flavor icing and cream cheese flavored sprinkles, promising a rich and delightful experience. Wash it down with the all-new White Hazelnut Bark Coffee, a drink inspired by fans' adoration for toasted white chocolate swirl. The drink marries the flavors of warm toasted hazelnut with the sweetness of creamy white chocolate flavor to create an inviting drink regardless of whether it's served hot or iced. And remember, Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Cohasson Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cohasson Terminal off Highway 14.
Welcome back to River Valley High School. We are ready to wrap up our broadcast here as a little lightning is in the distance as well. We're just kind of talking about it here with Athletic Director Jamie Heglin. But got her done in the nick of time here today with some lightning kind of in the distance. They are hurriedly going to be dragging the field here. And again, JV is scheduled at North Park, but that might be subject to a delay if they do get it in tonight. I know they're going to move over there quickly and see what it looks like. I just told Jamie, maybe there's no rain or lightning at North Park. That's like, what, two blocks? So I doubt it. But anyway, here today, Richland Center and River Valley lock up on another good one. 10-6, the final. River Valley gets the victory. Brooklyn Stokes, 2-for-5 at the top of the order. Hannah Heglin, 2-for-3 with a walk. Haley Williams with a double. 2-for-2 for Tessa Schluter with a double and two walks. Lydia Willoughby with an RBI single. Also, Lexi DeVinny had an RBI helping out the cause. And Kenley Straka, 1-for-2 with a single and a run scored. And Ella Hillebrand, bottom of the order there, 2-for-4 with two RBI and a run scored. On the Richland Center side, a couple of doubles for Riley Schultz and two RBIs tonight. Abigail Williams, a triple and a single. She is 2-for-3. Zeta Ludwig had an RBI, walked and scored. And Ebony McCorkle is 1-for-2 with two RBIs, and she also walked. Haley Nee had a hit early in the ballgame as well for the Hornets. A little bit of rain starting again here at the park. We played through a little bit of rain, and then it got to be sunny, but we got it in today. And at about 11, 12 o'clock today, I was thinking we weren't going to get it in. So glad that we did, and I'm sure that Jenny Heglin and Laura Selgeby glad that they were able to get it in as well. Kind of running out of days to make them up here tonight. Here's your line score. The win, by the way, in the circle goes to Tessa Schluter, who goes the distance. Chloe Darling suffers the loss. Rainey Walsh pitched the final inning for the Hornets tonight. The line score for River Valley, 10 runs, 10 hits, no errors, and 8 left on. Richland Center, 6 runs, 6 hits, 1 error, and 3 left on. Hornets fall to 2-8. 0-6 in the league. River Valley now 9-9 overall, 5-2 in the Southwest. And River Valley has a makeup game at Dodgeville tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock. We'll be back here Thursday night for River Valley and Richland Center baseball. We'll enjoy calling that one for you as well here on WRCO. That's it for the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show. The Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update is coming up, and I need to get out of here, and so we'll send it back to the studios. Kim Thede, our engineer, we appreciate him so very much. Again, congratulations to the River Valley softball team on a 10-6 victory tonight over the Hornets. You've been listening to Area High School Sports on WRCO FM and Richland Center at WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
New rule changes are forthcoming for high school basketball in the state of Wisconsin. A new definition and subsequent warning for faking being fouled or flopping has been added to the NFHS basketball rules book. The revision to the high school rules was one of 12 changes put out recently. Faking being fouled is defined in Rule 449.1 as when a player simulates being fouled or makes theatrical or exaggerated movements when there is no illegal contact. Examples include, but are not limited to, embellishing the impact of incidental contact on a block charge play or field goal attempt, or using a head bob to simulate illegal contact, and using any tactic to create an opinion of being fouled to gain an advantage. The new language also establishes a procedure for officials to issue a team warning on the first instance of faking being fouled. Also, a new rule utilizes a 35-second shot clock to choose to eliminate the 5-second closely guarded provision while a player dribbles the ball. Closely guarded rules remain in effect while a player holds the ball, regardless of whether or not a state utilizes a shot clock or not. And Rule 119 clarifies that the use of electronic devices during the game must be limited to recording and tracking stats, reviewing plays, or similar contest-related functions. The use of electronic devices for voice or video recording is prohibited. That's a look at some of the changes coming up for high school basketball across the state and across the country in the coming days. I'm Phil Nee for the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
For an unparalleled experience that will have you looking your best, see Jenny and the team at Inspired Innovations. Whether it's the latest trend in hair or a little pampering with nail service, Inspired Innovations highly skilled stylists pride themselves in creating a comfortable and welcoming environment while delivering the best salon services available for the look of your dreams. Call 583-0077. Inspired Innovations, Highway 14 and County Double J, Gotham, in the Log Building.
St. John's Catholic School in Spring Green and St. Luke's Catholic School in Plain offer small class sizes, innovative learning opportunities, and a fun atmosphere for each and every student. The pre-K through 8th grade year of schooling is a stepping stone to a bright future for all students. Consider St. John's in Spring Green or St. Luke's in Plain. Happy to serve your children with a quality education and a lifetime friendship. Call 588-2021 or 546-2963 to learn more.
Thanks for listening to local sports coverage from WRCO Radio in Richland Center. WRCO Radio has provided coverage of local sports since 1949 with the support of the community, giving credit to student athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans for all the contributions it takes to make local sports successful. This broadcast has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Visit Hillsboro Equipment in Hillsboro, Mauston Equipment in Mauston, or Slama's Lawn and Sport in Reedsburg today, or find us online at hillsboroequipment.com.
The Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. This Wednesday's sale at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca begins at 11:30 and will include their usual run of recently fresh cows and 2-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, plus a breeding age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning at 11:30.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
It's written on her face, I can see it in her eyes. It's no secret, she goes every time. I'm right beside her as her thoughts fly away. She's taking me with her back to the day. I see where she tags me in Facebook photographs. The way I look back then sure does make her laugh. But the girl I remember is closer than a memory. I saw her this morning. The way she looked at me. We were parking my truck down by Hickory Lane, talking about forever always being this way. She's a teenage girl and it's a small town Friday night. Fumbling over buttons by the dashboard line, holding more than hands for the very first time. It's moments like these you can't forget. on 17.
From 2014, that was Down Day, was Stuck on 17 on Country and Community. And thank you, everyone, for listening to our high school broadcast, softball broadcast. That was Richland Center at River Valley. And River Valley came away victorious in that contest by a score of 10-6. I'm Tim Thied. I'm going to be bringing you some music up till the 8 o'clock hour tonight. And we got that game over in the nick of time because Phil was saying it was starting to lightning down there in Spring Green. And just as he was wrapping up, a little few showers were starting to come in. And right here in the Richland Center area, I saw a little light rain earlier, but I did hear thunder off the distance. But it looks like it's coming our way. And we had calls from our loyal listeners in the area, too. And some of them were already having thunderstorms earlier. Right, probably maybe about an hour ago or so. So it just depends on where that storm is tracking, and it looks like we are going to get something. I've been looking at weather.gov on the National Weather Service's website, and they are saying that there's no strong storm, no severe storms in our area, I should say. We could get some strong storms, but nothing severe. Looks like down in Iowa they had some severe thunderstorm warnings earlier, but as they crossed the Mississippi, they kind of died off. So hopefully nothing severe, but we do need the rain. And I'm going to be around. I'll keep you informed if anything changes and if anything severe comes in our area. But right now, it doesn't look like we're going to get anything severe. And so keep our fingers crossed on that. And a song that is appropriate for now. Ann Wilson, she's singing about rain in the rear view.
Tell me how much hurt can a heart take? Tell me how much wind till the walls cave? You can just stay right there in the pain, or listen to the voice that you hear when you pray. Tell me how much hurt can a heart take before it breaks? When the storm rolls in and the sky won't quit crying, shines on you and leave the rain in the rear view. I got 10 and 2 on a two-tone, 2 lanes of freedom, singing Jesus take the wheel. Now I know what she was feeling, oh, 'cause I feel it too. Leave the rain in the rain.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.